This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on an amazing Thursday. We're going to tackle quite a story here in just a moment about more foreigners in the Democrat Party, how it pertains to them. We're going to talk about Democrats. Why are Democrats? There's a polling out. Democrats are mad at Democrats. We'll discuss that. Fraud, we'll get to emails, all that, so much more in the final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Now, I want you to picture something, right? You ready for this? I want you to picture that you have hired 100 people. You have a company, and there are 100 people who work for your company, right? 100 people. And you went out, and you hired 100 of the smartest people you can find to run your company. Makes sense, right? Now, I want you to picture this. I am an evil person, and I somehow developed the power to bring in 10 people a year to your country. And I go find the lowest, dumbest, scummiest people I can find, 10 a year into your company. How many years do I have to do that before you're starting to hurt? I think you would agree almost immediately, right? 10% is a significant percentage. After 1 year, your company's not running as well as it used to run, correct? After 2 years, 20%, all right, it's getting rough around here. When it's 30, 40, 50%, you're going bankrupt, pal. You're not even the same company anymore. I don't think you'd argue with that. Here's a headline from Town Hall. Can you guess what percent of newborn citizens in the U.S. are born to non-citizens? You want to know what the percentage is? 9%. Almost 10% of the births in the United States of America every year are foreigners. Children who will get all the rights you get as an American citizen. They will have Social Security numbers, birth certificates, be eligible for public benefits. When they live to the age of 18, they will be able to vote in our elections. And their parents will raise them to vote Democrat in every single election. 9% a year. Now, I'm going to play you something. Maybe you've been wondering, I hope you haven't been, because I've tried to be very clear on it, why I am so concerned about our current poll numbers. I'm so concerned that independents have left us. I'm so concerned about the midterms. I'm so concerned about the midterms. Over and over and over again, I'm harping on it, especially when it comes to Iran and other things. We got to focus. We got to focus. We're going to get killed. Why am I so concerned? Here's a little story that's a reminder to you of what's coming if we allow the communists to take power again. And believe me when I tell you that Iranian nuclear dust is going to be of little comfort if these people take power again in the United States of America. Here's a story from CNN.
People like Cecilia Zhuk. She came from Guatemala with her husband and two kids. She tried to get to the United States and even had an asylum application appointment scheduled through the Customs and Border Protection app. Days into the new Trump administration, she says her application was canceled.
Llevaba como 15 días de haber hecho la aplicación cuando la quitaron.
¿Y en este momento quieres ir todavía a los Estados Unidos?
Estamos esperando que salga ese presidente.
Sí, estamos después esperando. De eso.
Después de eso y vamos no a intentar. No antes.
I realized the end of that was in Mexican, so you didn't understand. What she said, to paraphrase, is, it's fine. We're just going to come again next time a Democrat is elected. I wanted to play that for you to bring it home, not just that I speak Mexican, but that the entire planet, every foreign barbarian from every corner of the planet understands the next time Democrats take power, they're coming. You thought 20 million was a lot under the Biden administration? They're all coming next time because they know that's their chance. So if I sound extra concerned about how popular we are domestically, it is because I live in mortal fear of these evil communists taking control of our government again. And like I said, but they were 2 weeks away from a nuclear weapon is going to be of little comfort if the Democrats take power again. Very little comfort. Jesse, I keep reading about Democrat politicians switching parties. Am I wrong to believe that this isn't what it appears? Looks like we'll end up with a Democrat in sheep's clothing. All right, so we love stories like this. You know, John Fetterman, Jewish producer Chris was just talking to me about John Fetterman during the break. Every time he says something sane, Republicans stand up and cheer because we crave a sane Republican or sane Democrat. We love stories where Democrats switch parties and become Republicans. We've always loved those stories because it makes us believe we've got a convert, right? They've woken up, they've seen the light. And now they're coming over to join us on the right side. But this always happens. Republicans switch and become independents or Democrats if the district changes. Democrats switch and become Republicans if the district changes or the winds blow. The reason we feel like there's more of them now is just because we love the headline. Hey, Dr. Soft Serve. With Senator Mark Wayne Mullen being tapped to serve as Secretary of Homeland Security, why would he leave his Senate to take the role? From the outside, it seems like he could have remained a senator for a very long time. Okay, so it's a good question, but I promise you he has a reason. Remember, senators serve for 6 years. Also remember that Mark Wayne Mullen is well off. I think his father passed away, had a plumbing business, passed away, and Mark Wayne Mullen took over that plumbing business, and I believe was very successful. So I think he's doing fine. He is probably done with politics. Remember that people who are well off never last long in politics. Tommy Tuberville, he's a senator from Alabama. I love that he makes you call him coach because he's a football coach. Anyway, senator from Alabama. He spent years as a college football coach. I don't know what his portfolio looks like, but I'm sure it's better than mine and yours. I'm sure he's worth plenty. You know how long he lasted in the Senate? One term. 1 6-year term. Being in the House or Senate would suck. You're in all these boring meetings. You're getting screamed at all the time. You have to call people and raise money. It would suck. That's why rich people hardly ever run. And when they do run, they hardly ever last at all. That's where you go to get rich by finding a way to swindle the American taxpayer. You don't ever actually, you don't ever want to hang on there. You'd have to be uber patriotic. Hey, you know what? If we have to, because we've been critical, let's give Donald Trump some credit. The dude had a pretty freaking nice life before he decided to be a politician. Now he's been shot and arrested and everything else underneath the sun. And God only knows what the communists are going to do the next time Trump leaves office. Let's be honest. It's not at all outside of the question that Donald Trump still dies in prison. You thought about that? Isn't that horrible? And I realize the Supreme Court giving us some immunity coverage probably helped, but The last time Donald Trump lost the presidency, they arrested him in every Democrat-controlled district in the country and charged him with the most ridiculous cockamamie freaking felonies you could possibly come up with. What's to stop him from doing it again next time? Probably nothing. Now, again, I am very concerned about the most evil people on planet Earth taking control of our government again and what that would or might mean for you, me, Trump, anyone else. Now, before we do any more emails, we have to talk about the fraud because we have more fraud stories. And it's crystal clear by now, any area, town, state, wherever, federal government, when they get it, any area that's under Democrat control becomes a criminal cartel where the government works hand in hand with lower groups to loot the treasury. You see evidence of this everywhere you look now. It's a criminal cartel. This is, again, one of those things that comes when you don't love your country. I have a couple stories. California stories. Next.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, who almost lost his voice. Oh, no, Chris. It may be going. No, wait. I got it back. No, it's going. No, I got it. It's fine, Chris. It's fine. It's such a sultry voice anyway. I'll just talk really low. Anyway, tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Email your questions in to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Democrats are now a criminal cartel. If Democrats are running your town, small town, big city, Democrat elected officials, they will work with various nonprofits and sometimes just flat out criminal groups. They will collaborate together to steal from the treasury. It's just all one big den of thieves. Steal from the treasury. Dr. Oz said this.
We believe half of them are fraudulent. Half of the 1,800 prospectors should not be in business if we are able to identify the red flags. And that's what we're basing these numbers on. These are not red.
Half of the hospices are fraudulent. These criminals set up fake hospices. Democrats in government write large checks of your money to these hospices. Half of them. Listen to this from Fox Business.
Even under the most conservative estimates, experts from Harvard, from the Department of Health and Human Services, from LexisNexis Fraud Division have told us that the fraud in California is unprecedented. It represents the largest financial crime in American history. And scammers have been stealing billions of dollars per year. Some estimates say as high as $50 or $60 billion a year from the state of California, from federal taxpayers who actually send money to the state.
Remember, well, it's just California. No, 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 no. It's your money. California spends that money on health care. And then the federal government, you and me, write a check to California to cover their health care costs. You're being pillaged. Well, you can't make ends meet. Democrats across the United States of America have set up criminal cartels who work day and night to steal from you. Again, more Fox Business.
Now, this is the first takedown for the new White House Fraud Task Force. They arrested two owners of two hospices here in greater Los Angeles. They're accused of collectively stealing about $16 million from taxpayers. And this money was intended, right, for compassionate end-of-life care for the terminally ill. And what they were doing was this, admitting people who are not qualified for hospice, but billed the government as if they were, about $30,000 per patient. And when the benefits ran out, they dropped them. Here's the kicker. Nationally, 80% of adults admitted or people admitted to hospice die, and usually in the first few weeks. Here, almost nobody died. After 8 months, 97% left alive.
They said this person's dying. Give me a large taxpayer check, but the person wasn't dying. And as soon as the taxpayer money ran out, they dropped them, all of it, your money. I wish this fraud action taken by the Trump administration would get more play right now. This again comes back to my concern about messaging. Everything is Iran war, Iran war, Iran war, Iran war. Donald Trump addresses the nation. Now, imagine this. Imagine this. Last night, Donald Trump gave a 20-minute speech to the entire United States of America. And this was the speech.
We are on track to complete all of America's military objectives shortly, very shortly. We are going to hit them extremely hard over the next 2 to 3 weeks. We're going to bring them back to the Stone Ages where they belong. In the meantime, discussions are ongoing. Regime change was...
Instead of that speech, Donald Trump addresses the nation for 20 minutes last night. And for 20 minutes, Donald Trump lays out Democrat fraud in places like Minnesota and California, informs the entire United States of America about the Democrat criminal cartel who's stealing from taxpayers while you can't make ends meet. This is part of the problem. Iran dominates the conversation now and will continue to dominate the conversation as long as we're over there. The Trump administration has negative net migration for the first time in decades. Nobody talks about it because we're fighting in Iran. Democrats are committing fraud across the United States of America, pillaging the taxpayer. Nobody talks about it because we're fighting in Iran. All the great things that are happening and evil things that are being exposed are being smothered by bombing runs in Iran. Again, for the average American, the normie American, who finds life unaffordable, finds the job market terrible, their kid can't get a job, they can't get a job, the wife had to go back to work, the grocery bill was $1,000 every 2 weeks. They want to hear that you're tackling fraud. They want to hear that the people stealing from them are going to prison. That's the kind of story they want to hear. That's the kind of thing that should be played in the midterms. Instead, Donald Trump gave a 20-minute address to the United States of America telling them this.
It's important that we keep this conflict in perspective. American involvement in World War I lasted 1 year, 7 months, and 5 days. World War II lasted for 3 years, 8 months, and 25 days. The Korean War lasted for 3 years, 1 month, and 2 days.
What if that was a 20-minute nationwide address about fraud? We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Let's do some more emails. Jesse, you're one of my favorite radio hosts. Have you ever tried the restaurant Chuy's? They have the best ranch dip called Creamy Jalapeno. I'm not a Chuy's man. You know what Chuy's is for? Chuy's is for people who don't live in Texas. I understand Chuy's exists in Texas, but in Texas, we have amazing Mexican food everywhere. If you live in a place without enough Mexicans and don't have access to Mexican food, then you like Chuy's. What, Chris? What? See, that was a stupid thing to say, Chris. Chris said, it's like Taco Bell. I'm not going there for the Mexican food. I'm going there for Chuy's. Chris, here's the thing. You know why Taco Bell is great? There's something beautiful in life about knowing who you are and what you are and just owning it without trying to be something else. I never sit down here, ever, and act like I'm Harvard educated or smart or young or that I have hair or I never sit here and pretend to be something I'm not. I just own it because I'm comfortable in my own skin. Taco Bell is comfortable in their own skin. It's trashy. It's crap. It's probably rat meat. The 18-year-old who's high on marijuana is probably going to screw your order up. And Taco Bell doesn't even pretend like any of those things aren't true. They just own it. That's us. We're Taco Bell. The problem with restaurants like, you know what, forget Chuy's, Chipotle. Chipotle is great for this. Great example of this. Restaurants like Chuy's and Chipotle, you're trying to be of a higher level. When you're not, you're not. Just own it. Then I wouldn't have a problem with it. Long John Silver's isn't pretending to be Red Lobster. Whoa. What did you just say? It is not. It's delicious. Have you never had Long John Silver's, man? Oh, you're crazy. Total. Anyway, it just owns it, who it is. There's a beauty in just owning it, Chris. All right. Bronco, I watched the OBS video of the Houston rodeo. Oh, gosh. Never mind. So the guy asked, I won't go into the rest of the email because there were some unkind things to say there. I told you a while back that OBS put up a video of the Houston rodeo. And that Houston rodeo, they had this amazing rodeos in general, not just the Houston rodeo. Go to one if you have an opportunity to do so. Rodeos in general are super patriotic, and they're going to be full of people who share your values. But then a bunch of videos went around online that there was a shooting and a stabbing and all these fights and things like that at the Houston rodeo. Well, you have to price your way out of the riffraff. What do I mean? At the Houston rodeo, and there'll be examples like this in your area wherever you are. If you want to go to the concert or the rodeo and watch some bull riding and things like that, that's wonderful. If you want to go to the rides, you know, pay $5 and ride on this ride that may collapse on you, and you choose to go to that ride at 10 o'clock at night on a Friday or a Saturday, you're going to be with the savages. And if that's fine, if that's you, that's fine. But it is what it is. You're going to be with the savages. Speaking of savages, Democrats hate each other.
Congressional Dems have the right priorities. Look at this. Overall, 74%, nearly 3 in 4 say no. Just 25% overall say yes. You might say, okay, well, at least Dems like Democrats. Not the case. Look at this. The majority of Democrats are independents who lean Democrats. Look at this. 55% say no, congressional Democrats do not have the right priorities. And then you just see a minority, 45% of Democrats say that congressional Democrats have the right priorities. This to me just jumps out at the screen because it screams primary challenges all over the map.
You want to feel better about something? I mean, look, it'll probably end up being a bad thing, but you want to feel better about something? They always hate each other too. They're always miserable human beings. It's not like there's ever any harmony there. Now, granted, the reason they're unhappy is because the Democrats who are in elected office aren't as vicious savages as the other Democrats. So they basically demand their congressmen and senators and mayors and governors be more horrible human beings, and they hate each other for it. You know, Chuck Schumer continues to act like to the left of AOC. Well, what sense does that make if Chuck Schumer's retiring in 2028? Well, here, let me lay it out for you. Chuck Schumer thinks he has a chance at Democrats winning back the Senate. And they do have a chance now. The way things are looking, that can turn around, but the way things are looking, they do have a chance now. Well, if Democrats take back the Senate, Chuck Schumer is going to campaign hard to be Senate Majority Leader. What a way to end your career. Senate Majority Leader for the last 2 years. He'd probably have a real good time with that. Well, in order to be Senate Majority Leader, you have to get voted into that by the other Democrats in the United States Senate. In order to get those votes, you have to be a commie now. You can't be reasonable, moderate, even just a good fundraiser isn't enough. If you want to be the Senate Majority Leader, you have to prove to be a communist. This is James Carville. These are the things. This is what they're looking for.
The Democrats are going to investigate you to no end. Then they're going to start going after you. Then they're going to start figuring out where all the money stolen is. Then they're going to go after you stupid jacket kids and their spouses and all the other bullshit that you see. And they're going to investigate the shit out of you.
That was James Carville. Credit to Chris for having to throw a bunch of beeps on there like he always has to when it's Carville, explaining quite clearly that, as I warned earlier, when the communists take power, they're going to do worse the next time. This is my concern. This is why I keep bringing it up. This is why I don't give a crap about any emails you send me. Tell me something nice. Don't care about that at all. It's nice stuff all the time. It's dark stuff all the time. I am giving a warning right now. I went through this exact same thing during COVID. Don't shut down the country. We're going to lose everything. Don't shut down the country. Open the country back up. Don't shut down the country. And I got these same stupid emails from these same brain dead people. Be positive. Everything's fine. Trust the plan. And then we lost everything. Not doing it. We have to stay focused here. And the focus has to be not giving the country back to these savages. We cannot afford to give the country back to the animals because the only lesson they learned from the first time was that they didn't go far enough. Jesse, you talked about red flags and local candidates. I have a tip to share. If meeting in person doesn't happen, look at their LinkedIn profile. The losers will always have a tell. Any DEI or HR position, a post about something woke, social justice as an interest, or even sometimes the endorsements from other people will out them. Or if you see a pic of them eating ice cream at the bar. Will you guys let that go? I had ice cream at the bar one time. Okay, one time. Yeah, exactly right, Chris. It's a bar and grill. Now, the food at this particular bar and grill is wretched. Wretched, right? They really couldn't even do ice cream, right? If it makes you feel better, the ice cream was awful. As I told you, it didn't even melt. I've never had ice cream that didn't melt before, but it was bad. All right, one more segment. Hang on.
Is he smarter than everyone?
Who knows?
Does he think so? Yeah. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on an amazing Thursday. Tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. And you got to get those questions in to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Like this one. Jesse, most people think the swamp is Washington, D.C. The swamp is as big and wide and deep as the Atlantic Ocean. And there are too many scumbags, Democrats and Republicans, standing on the plug. What say you? Said his name is Mark. I think it's going to take a long time to fix it. I think we don't like that. Because we know what has to be done now. You, if I could just hand you all the power for 6 months, a year, I would. If I had the power to give you that power, I would. Because you know exactly what needs to be done. He's fired and that's done and that's cut and that's that and he's going to prison. It's hard when you see things clearly, you know what needs to be done, and it's not being done. And sometimes when we wake up and there are terrible stories, or we lose an election, or this is ugly, or the poll numbers look bad, or there's corruption or something, sometimes we can get disheartened. If you get involved politically, which very clearly you are, if you are politically interested, there are going to be times where you will be disheartened and you will feel like it is hopeless. I have been politically involved for 20 years, got out of the Marine Corps, as I told you, decided to run for Congress, and since that time, I have been involved in somehow, some way in politics, even when I was working in the private sector, and I'm still involved now. And to this day, because I care, like you care, I have bad days. Bad days where I'm just, we're screwed. You have that feeling going through your head of, this is freaking hopeless. This is looking bad. I have those days, and you're going to have those days. You've already had those days. You know exactly what I'm talking about. We got to keep going. Because if you're not going to be there fighting the fight, then there's nobody else to fight it. All the idiot normies out there, they're not even involved. They have to pay attention. Without you being involved, taking it on the chin every day because you care enough to be involved. Without you being involved, then there's nobody involved. Then the only people involved are the bad people. So if you got to take a day, take a day. It's fine. But stay involved and take your relief factor if you're hurting. I know pain comes with age. There are parts of our body that just don't seem to last as long as other parts of the body, and we wish they would last longer. I get it. Relief Factor will make it easier on you. Relief Factor is a supplement, not a drug. It is drug-free. Over time, it builds and builds and builds. Every day, more of it will build up in your system. And you will find that pain in your life, wherever it is. Your back, your legs, your hands. It'll fade and fade and fade until it's gone. And soon you're back to doing the things you used to do. You want to turn back that clock? 3 weeks of it. Just try it for 3 weeks is $19.95. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF. Or go to relieffactor.com.
Even under the most conservative estimates, experts from Harvard, from the Department of Health and Human Services, from LexisNexis Fraud Division have told us that the fraud in California is unprecedented. It represents the largest financial crime in American history.
The largest financial crime in American history. They took the largest, richest, most powerful state in the United States of America, and they just pillaged it. Horrible, horrible people. Also, remember how many times I've told you that your liberal Aunt Peggy is just a robot? She's a herd animal. You argue with her and you get frustrated. Doesn't seem like she even thinks. Doesn't seem like she uses her brain. She doesn't. She's a programmable herd animal who can never explain exactly why she believes what she believes. She has been told what to believe. And for her, that's enough. That ends her curiosity in the matter at all. Would you like to hear an example?
He was democratically elected, even won the popular vote. How does that make him a king?
It doesn't make him a king. It makes him a president, not a king.
Well, this is called No Kings. So what does that mean to you?
It means we got to get rid of him. He's not a king. It's a democratic process, and we've gone that route with him. Now he's acted like a king.
Can you give me a specific example?
Specific example? Well, there's a million of them all put together. There's no one example.
Just one or two?
It's more than one or two.
No, can you give me one or two examples?
Not off the top of my head. I mean, I can, I guess. I'm just in a loss of thought here.
He's just a programmable robot, just a herd animal. He walks up to the hive mind. He hooks up his little cord, and they upload him with the latest talking points. Well, why doesn't he care? Why doesn't he know what he believes? That takes effort. He doesn't want to have to put in that effort. A shocking number of your fellow man would actually prefer slavery, right? It's something that's been known throughout history that slaves, many of them, have liked that life. Isn't that crazy to think about? They like being told where to go, where to sleep, what to do, handed some food, here's what you're going to wear. It takes the stress out of life. You don't have to strive. You don't have to succeed. You don't have to. No, I do what I'm told. I do it when I'm told. I say what I'm told to say. I think what I'm told to think. It's very comfortable. It's very simple. Those are Democrats. It's what they're like.
And now,
here's a headline.
By the, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
We're going to hang him from the Statue of Liberty. Another man is arrested for alleged threats to kill Trump. They're still out there putting these things publicly online. DeSantis signs the Florida Save America Act. The United States of America will never fully appreciate Heavy D and what an outstanding governor he's been in Florida. I don't know where he ends up politically. Hopefully somewhere. It's got to be a spot for him. Automakers betting on new electric vehicles despite sales downturn. Quote, the market is going to come back. Well, the market is not going to come back. If Democrats come back to power, they will steal more taxpayer money and pay you to bring the market back. But the market coming back? Not likely, especially not with the pressures on the energy grid now. Senate passes the bill to fund most of DHS after the House GOP caves. Gosh, the GOP just keeps giving you reasons to stay home. Artemis II astronaut finds two Outlook instances running on computers, calls on Houston to fix Microsoft anomaly. Puzzled caller describes two Outlooks, and neither one of those are working. Oh, someone else had trouble with Outlook. Hegseth, the U.S. is using force to compel Iran negotiations. Yes, we are aware that we are using force to compel negotiations. Let us hope those negotiations are successful so we can wrap things up and roll on home. Iran strikes, sets loaded oil tanker ablaze in Dubai. That's the exact kind of thing I was talking about why insurers don't want to insure these ships, and that's why the strait remains restricted. Not completely closed, but restricted. I will see you tomorrow for Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. That's all.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.